still in this deadlock. Squeeze one more out of here.
Did I think we may have used them all up?
No.
No, we got
two more, but I just put one as go there and easy, and I'm not gonna use that one.
Let's do that one.
This one here.
You ready?
Oh, you're.
So, the unpermitted use of person in the media, was that the appropriation or what?
Assumption.
Yes, it's also referred to as appropriation. The book calls it appropriation. Michigan cases don't usually use the word appropriation, but some states do. I'm shortening this one up. After you get this, then I'll tell you what I want you to tell me about it. First, get the phrase. And you still go first? Is your last one the one? What I did is I just shortened it. Okay, that's the last two words.
I cannot. Okay, I know what that word is.
Okay, Mike, all right. And this one is eleven multiple choice question.
Is it court or a tort?
This is court.
Is it two words?
Yes.
T.
T?
We have mentioned it tonight already.
One T.
Okay, I want to make sure that it has the right number there. So, yes. I want one of you guys to get this, so we can move out this second. Four more letters up here on the first
one. Oh, okay.
M?
M as in Mary?
No.
Or the old association song, Along Comes Mary. These are 60s hits that I'm initially spending my time. Yes, unless you listen to the 60s on 6 on satellite radio, Flash Phelps in the morning, then you know.
I got the album.
Oh,
personal jurisdiction.
All right. How does a court in Michigan get personal jurisdiction over a defendant? How do you get the personal jurisdiction of the court against the defendant that you want to sue?
Don't you have to prove negligence?
No. I'm not talking about the substance of the lawsuit.
Oh.
I'm talking about getting the jurisdiction of the court over them.
Oh.
So the court can issue an enforceable order against them.
Has to be.
How do you get personal jurisdiction?
Doesn't the crime have to take place in the county?
That's venue. Location of the county is a venue issue.
Personal.
Wait a minute. Did that go up?
No.
No, he's not
right.
Yeah. Yes?
Yeah.
Mr. Mike Prime.
How does what?
How do you get, you want to sue a defendant, how do you get personal jurisdiction over him in the court you want to sue him? What are you going to do? Remember the two things you got to get when you file a lawsuit, the two things. What are you filing? We want a winner on this one. Come on, buddy. All right. Look, I want to swing it back to Jason because a couple words that I threw at you, he didn't have a chance to react to those words.
Okay.
Just be fair about this. Want to take another shot at it? For personal jurisdiction.
Like a lawsuit? Or
yeah, but how you get personal jurisdiction over the defendant. And once you do that, then now the court can issue orders against them. And you get a judgment against them. How do you get, what has to happen for this to happen?
Yes.
You get personal jurisdiction over
them. He has to commit an act against somebody like that.
File a lawsuit, and what do you got to do to get personal jurisdiction over them? Let the record reflect that Mr. Dunn is returning and slamming it. to try to force an answer here.
Wasn't that the idea to respond to a summons or anything?
What do you got to do to get personal jurisdiction over him? That's true, you do have to respond to a summons. So what do you got to do to get personal? Either one of you can throw it out, just you two, nobody else. I'm going to force you guys to get this.
You deserve.
Okay, what did you say? What did you say?
Over here.
What did you say?
Deserve.
How?
By touching him.
Yes! That's it! Right there!
I don't even know.
The summons, the complaint contains your cause of action against him. The summons is informing him that he has to answer. You're given notice when it's handed to you. Now, if you made reasonable attempts and cannot, then you can go to court and get an order of substitute service, such as publishing the notice in the newspaper general circulation where they live. But the general proposition, he'd serve. Touch the body. So he won't take it in his hand, throw it at him. Like Keith Olbermann did the other night on his last broadcast on MSNBC, threw the papers at the camera.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be
just being the you-know-what that he is.
Yeah, would that, could you could stop?
So Mike Prime...
There would
Prime
be no damages even for...
How about a hand for a hard-fought battle?
Good job, Mike.
Hard-fought battle.
Come on. It was mentally. I got it.
You gotta prove that.
What kind of question have I? I'm germophobic.
You got to file the summons of complaint. The court will stamp the summons. You got to serve it to them. And what are you gonna do after you do that? This isn't part of it. What do you got to do after you serve them with the papers to keep the lawsuit going? You got to file a
sworn affidavit.
Proof of service. Which is the sworn statement that on such and such date, such and such location, I personally handed the summons and complaint to my client, the defendant herein.
To the person that you throw the paper at them, you gotta get them for a vote.
You gotta file a summons and complaint, serve the person in that person.
And file a proof of service as, which is a notarized statement by the person who served them, not the plaintiff, somebody else, page 18 or older.
Right. Anybody can do that?
Yep, anybody can do it. Page 18 or older. Okay, the first one deals with lawsuits seeking equitable relief. Well, of course, we know that in Michigan, that's in a circuit court. Circuit courts have equitable jurisdiction. You can go back.
What are you going to write now?
And remember the defense. Defendant.